Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's a Tuesday morning in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Big buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
58 degrees right now. Going to get up into the mid-70s, cloudy, but it looks like we're going to avoid any rain. It will be the warmest election day, potentially on record.
Ever.
It's getting hot in here.
Mm-hmm.
Happy election day to everybody.
Yeah, you too.
The seeds of democracy sown by the hands of American men and women. I just made that up.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
That's brilliant.
Am I a genius?
Very much so.
No, I'm not, and here's why.
Right.
So you guys have already voted.
Yep.
Yes.
You did the early voting.
Mm-hmm.
I kept getting like hung up plans, so then I decided as I got closest, we were talking about yesterday, I'm going to bank on so many people early voted that today will be a breeze getting through the polls.
It might be.
I'm curious to see, because there were a lot of lines with the early voting. Yeah. So.
All right, so I'm going to go right after the show and do my thing at my polling place,
mm-hmm.
and I'm getting ready this morning. And I put on my sweatshirt, I put on a hat, I look in the mirror, I'm about to go out the door, and I go, ooh, this might be a problem.
Why?
Well, see, don't know if you've seen these stories across the country.
Yeah.
For those who are unaware, if you are going to vote today, you can't wear anything that has a politician's name or a slogan when you go to the polls.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's been a rule forever. Mm-hmm. You're not allowed to campaign within, what, 100 feet or something,
something like that?
Yeah. And they look at that as campaigning. So there have been stories of people that have shown up in hats and shirts with a person's name on it.
Yeah.
They then accuse the poll workers of being biased.
Mm-hmm.
There's one old woman who got so mad she ripped her shirt off and voted in her bra.
Okay.
And
whatever you want to do.
As sexy as you think that sounds, I can promise you if you saw the picture, it wasn't.
Right.
So I look in the mirror and I'm wearing my Denver elephant's hat and it's just a standing elephant in a diamond. And I go, ooh, that kind of looks like an elephant. That's a Republican logo.
Oh, but that they wouldn't go that far.
I don't know. I saw a shirtless woman.
Better safe than sorry, I guess.
Okay. All right. Fine. I'm going to take this one off and I put on my violent gentleman's hat. And if you watch a live stream, you see me wear that every once in a while.
Mm.
And I look in the mirror.
Maybe not that one.
Yeah.
Either.
And I go, that looks very intimidating. That's got a skeleton and it says violent on it.
Yeah.
And,
okay.
Okay. With everything, I take that one off and now I'm looking for a hat. So then I have a hat with it's blue, it's got an American flag on it, and it's got the scrambled eggs on the front of the bill. And I'm like, that says America.
Scrambled eggs.
You know, what do you call those things? Embellishment. I'm forgetting.
Are you talking about the gold leaf?
Yeah. My dad's buddies who were in the police department that had him would call them scrambled eggs when they got him.
Okay.
So I put that on, and I go, okay, that's America. But then I was like, wait a minute, is the gold leaf, does that mean something? Is that stolen valor?
This means America.
Well, no, I don't know.
I don't know.
The flag means America,
yeah.
But what do these things mean? Are people going to be like, thank you for your service? Mm. And I have to be like, oh, actually, no, no.
Okay.
So I took that one off, and I'm looking for a hat to wear. I'm looking for a hat. So I went with my Washington Nationals hat. That's right down the middle.
Yeah, but that's W.
For Washington.
He may be running again. There might be another Bush coming up. You can't have another W.
Like I figure it's fitting too. My family and I, we went to D.C.
Okay.
Over the summer.
Okay.
Right, for 4th of July. It was an amazing experience. I talked to you guys about, like, you know, I love
going and seeing stuff.
And I love the history of everything. Mm-hmm. It was very inspiring. And I got to see my grandfather, who's buried in Arlington, who was in the Navy, and it was all very great. So today, I'm getting the hat that I spent $50 on right. the day before I saw my grandpa.
All right. You did it. You found one.
Yeah, we did it, and I'm proud of everybody.
There you go. All right.
There you go. All right. So I want to read you an interesting story that popped up last night.
What's that?
You are under the assumption that almost everybody knows who they're voting for
today. I would assume at this point, yes.
Okay, and I would agree with you now, right? We are on election. They interviewed people about how they voted in the past and how they feel about how they voted in the past. And 15% of Americans say they regret how they have voted in previous elections.
Oh.
15%.
15%. All right, that's not a high.
Okay. No, I agree.
It's like
you.
Human. Yeah, you screwed up.
Kimmy, does that surprise you?
No. No, sounds right.
Okay.
Like your candidate didn't work out the way you thought it would.
Or
you're new to a voting.
Okay, maybe you grow older and your opinions change, right? Things happen in your life.
Yeah.
Okay. And going even further on how that's understandable, right? Like, I mean, hindsight is 20/20, right? You have no idea what's going to happen. What is more alarming, however, 12% of Americans say that it is likely that someday they will regret their vote in this year's election.
Okay. They might see this one blowing up in their face.
Likely.
Like,
they think it could happen.
But they're still going to do it.
That is weird.
They're not so sure.
Nope.
But I'm going to vote this way
anyway. There are a lot of people who feel like when they vote, they're making the better bad decision.
Fair enough.
Like they're not in love with either candidate, but I'm going to vote this way because this is how I feel about certain things. So maybe they're just anticipating like at some point, this person isn't my favorite person. They may screw up or they may do something I don't like.
But almost this, and what you're saying is completely understandable. But I do find it interesting
that
almost the same amount of people who say they have regretted a vote in the past, which you get, say they are likely to regret this one.
Wow.
Is that not a lesson learned? Or is that being more aware of how things can go politics-wise?
But is that regretting it so much that you wish you voted for the other person? Or is that, you know what I mean? Like, what level of regret is it?
Yeah. Ooh, okay, that's a good question.
Like, you wish there was a third choice.
Right.
Okay, so when I hear regret, I hear I wish I would have voted for the other person. But that's a great question.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Third choice.
You're saying you're...
Yeah.
You don't like this guy, but you don't like that guy even more. You know what I mean? Like, I don't really like either one, but...
Well, it is funny, too. That's also kind of become, like, the rallying cry of people that don't want to get into political arguments, which I get. You know, I'm very...
Which has been since the beginning of time, though, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't like either of them. When you really do, you just don't want to... You know, I don't care either way.
It's kind of like picking your favorite uncle.
Oh, no, there's always a favorite uncle.
Yeah, but that guy's a piece of crap.
Yeah, but...
There's a reason why he's your favorite uncle. And, like, you may want to go... But... The other uncle is probably the better choice, but you go with the funcle, the fun uncle.
Okay. Is there a better choice uncle? Like, there's not a good uncle. There's never a good uncle.
No, but so which one are you picking? That's my point. Like, you don't really...
Okay.
Like, maybe you wish you had a third uncle.
I get what you're saying.
If you had a third uncle, maybe that would be a good uncle.
Nobody... It never works out with a third uncle.
Because when I look at all my uncles, they were just all levels of crap.
Here's what happens when you get a third uncle, all right? Because if you have two uncles, which is a standard amount of uncles based on American families from the 50s, 60s, and 70s, you have the uncle that's like not totally all there, but he's like the responsible one.
Right.
You then have the funcle.
Mm-hmm.
The third uncle is never like a Fortune 500 company worker.
No.
The third uncle is the guy that has had his driver's license taken away 15 times and is currently living with a girlfriend that he's not attracted to because he needs a roof over his head. It never goes up. So when you say, I want the third uncle choice, no, that's the third uncle you're getting.
Yeah, but that's not a great choice.
That's what I'm saying, right? So this idea of a third choice, and this actually works out perfectly for politics.
All right.
You think you want a third choice, right?
You think you want a third uncle.
Exactly, but then that third choice, it's like, oh, what did he do when he was in his 30s? Oh my gosh! What the hell happened?
Well, see, that's the other problem, man. Like, you can investigate so deeply into people now, especially famous people.
Sure.
All the stupid crap they did.
Yeah, but I feel like it's come back around. It is funny to think back to elections previous, and you know, I've only been conscious since like 94, the first Clinton election, of where I like was understanding what was happening, right? But like, what used to completely doom politicians?
What was a scandal? Yeah.
Scandal that would end your career. Yeah. Forget about an election cycle. It's just now we're just like, meh. We overlook it.
Yeah.
Because they're likely to do something worse eventually. So you're like, oh, that was in the past.
Is that what it is?
I don't know. Like, it does feel like if somebody has one scandal, it kind of leads to more scandals.
But like the old days, you didn't find out about any of this stuff till like they were gone. You know what I mean?
You almost sound like you're like longing for those days.
What do you mean?
Like not knowing?
Yeah.
You're saying?
What?
I mean, I do like finding out, though.
No,
I
mean, you find out before we make a decision on whether or not they should be a leader in some
capacity.
It all
worked out.
Okay.
We still got the space program.
Okay. We just talk about presidents. I'm talking about everything.
You know.
Because you're not just voting for president today. You're voting for everything.
I know.
Right?
I understand.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. You know, I have all of this stuff in front of me. We told you that 15% of Americans admit they regret how they have voted in a previous election. 12% of Americans say they are likely to regret their vote they are making today at some point. And we brought up the arguing.
Mm-hmm.
In this same poll, 1 in 5 Americans say they've gotten in an argument over politics with a friend or family member in the past 12 months. Do you two qualify in there?
Not anymore.
So
I don't get near it anymore. I always fell into it before, but with age, I don't even. Like I told you, I'm not talking to either of my brothers. And I usually talk to them on Sunday, but I go radio silent. Even if they call, I don't even touch the phone.
Okay. Have you gotten in a fight with a family or friend?
I think we kind of know where everybody stands at this point. So if it gets... Because there is always somebody willing to push back on either side, right? So, like, I'll let those two go at it. Now I'm going to step away and eat my turkey.
So what's more interesting, 21% of 1 in 5 Americans say they've argued with a friend or a family member. I mean, those are the people closest to you, right? 1 in 10 Americans said they've had a political argument with a coworker in the last year.
Wow.
And I would have thought that was more likely.
Probably. I mean, I've seen it. And that always gets ugly because you're stuck with each other all day.
And it can just happen by accident.
Yes.
Right? Where you're having a discussion about something that isn't political. We hear it happen all the time on this show, right? Mm-hmm. Remember, Kimmy said we were talking about storm drains 2 weeks ago and a guy called up and made it political.
Yes.
God, there's storm drains in Washington. What a bunch of clowns.
Amazing.
And that's got to happen all over, man.
But that's what I'm saying. It's surprising that only 1 in 10 Americans say they've argued with a coworker about politics in the last year. Unless the job you have... How do I put this?
What?
You are more likely to agree with your coworkers on politics based on the job you do than you are your friends or your family.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, we all know that certain jobs lean certain ways politically, right? But I wouldn't have thought they lean so far that only 1 in 10 Americans are accidentally backing into a political argument.
Yeah. Like on the old show, there was a lot of that.
Yeah.
Like constant. And they were on the same team. And they screamed at each other. That's what I never understood. Like, you're all on the same team, and you're, like, showing fangs at each other.
Well, you can have differences in opinion in
no,
the
these
same
aren't
party.
These were, like, screaming matches.
Okay. Well, yeah, but wasn't that your show?
Pretty much.
Good morning, baby!
Yeah.
4 other shows in town, we're number one! All right, so... the polls, are they open now? Do they open at 6?
Oh, I thought it's 7.
Okay. God, why do we always do this? I don't know.
I thought they opened up at 7.
Stop, okay, baby. I don't know.
7 and 9,
Can we look? Can we look, Kimmy? Kimmy's going to look. I don't want to give out misinformation. Like, we're big idiots. You're probably right, but we're big idiots. And the last thing I want to do is say something wrong on the most important day of the year.
I know that bus of little town, what is it, Maine or New Hampshire already voted?
Oh, yeah,
something
Knob. No, Gobbler's Knob is where
Dixonmont Knob.
No, are you sure you're not mixing up with the groundhog?
No, there's a little town like in Maine or New Hampshire that votes at midnight.
Okay.
They do it every year, and there's only like 9 votes.
What's a knob? Shut up.
What's a knob?
No, I'm saying, like, why are small towns called knobs?
Well, it's when your mother was founding this country. To go forward and plant knobs at Gobbler's Knob.
More of that. 4 more hours of that today, people.
Polling sites are open from 6 to 9 today.
All right, so I was pretty close.
No, it's important that right now there's 45 minutes in which people could vote. So, all right, it's open. Go vote. You have until 9 o'clock tonight. And like we always say, to try and push the polls.
Yes.
Right? People died for this. People have been persecuted for this.
Mm-hmm.
2 of the most famous folks fighting for this are from here. It was very inspiring to drive by the Frederick Douglass shaking Abraham Lincoln's hand statue that I drive by every day today.
Where's that?
It's over near the river in Cornhill.
Oh.
Like, I stopped for a second on the speed bump, but I looked at it, and I'm like, America.
Okay.
But Susan B. Anthony, Frederick Douglass would want you out there. Go vote. Make your voice heard if you haven't done it.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service.
A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday Mega Deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the simplest idea people in Rochester have ever had.
What's that?
We'll take an ice rink we already have, mm-hmm. small ice rink. We'll put up a couple of like places to sell knickknacks, mm-hmm. bring in some food trucks, set up a bar. And this is now the number one of these in America.
There's no way.
No, this I'm telling is, you. I'm looking at it right now. I'm looking
number
at
one.
It right now. Number one in America.
Because I can think of one, if I know where you're
can
going.
Can you think of one?
Yeah.
I can
in
think of
this
one.
State.
Yes, and it's ranked ahead of it because I've been there too.
No way.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF, the Rock Holiday Village. Mm-hmm. is up for a very prestigious award.
Damn.
They are one of 20 national holiday villages to be nominated for the best in America.
Mm.
And right now, they are number one.
Oh. That's insane.
Now, it's voting based yeah. on people that have gone before,
okay.
so this could change as time moves on. But as of last night, before I went to bed, I checked. We have the number one holiday village in America.
Wow.
And you're surprised by this.
Yeah.
Why?
Because I can think of better places that do it that have been around. How about Rockefeller Center?
So they don't
is that a holiday no. village, though?
It's got the biggest goddamn tree on the planet, and you skate around it, and it's got restaurants.
So they don't count that as a holiday village. The one in New York City they're counting as a holiday village is Bryant Park, which I know you're also familiar with.
Yeah, a little yeah, bit.
Okay. So I went there a couple winters ago.
It's nice. Something more that they just set up temporarily and take... Is
well,
that
that's
like,
what this I, is.
Exactly. Yeah. No, that's well, what she's saying.
Oh.
Yeah, but the...
you idiot.
Yeah.
What about Lake Placid?
They
gotta
know
do
if,
stuff.
I don't know if they have a holiday village.
You're just naming towns,
seriously.
Though. I mean, like
skating
because you're
towns.
Right. Because you're right. There are like
towns.
There are places and villages and towns that are like just known for the holidays in general
like
because
Skinny
the
Atlas.
Whole town goes all out. But
exactly.
But this is more just like a small area that's set up.
That's number
for
one.
The holidays.
We are right now number one. Here, I'm going to check the leaderboard because I haven't checked since last night. Can you finally admit, as I'm waiting for the leaderboard to show up, that Rock Holiday Village is the best idea this city has ever had?
I don't think it's the best idea ever.
Look, there's literally no negative to it. What is the negative?
It's freezing-ass cold.
Okay.
It's the same mustard you tried to sell me at Park Ave 3 years ago.
Doesn't
yeah,
keep...
but it's the only... Well, to your point about the mustard, it's probably the only time in the winter you get to, like...
Chili shop?
Yeah.
I mean, she's not wrong about the chili shopping. Look, I mean, outside of the cold, which is part of a winter village, Christmas village, name a single thing people don't like about it.
I mean, it's not even in a nice area.
I would disagree with you.
It's kind of a grimy
downtown. You got the ice rink.
It's literally next to the biggest draw in the city of Rochester.
What is that?
Strong Museum of Play.
It's around the corner.
It's literally, you can hit a tennis ball if you threw it from the end of Rock Holiday Village.
Well, back in the day when I was still in the league, I could.
Still in the league of douchebags? Because I think you're in that league as we speak.
Tommy Beckham.
Look, the only stressful part about going to the Rock Holiday Village
freaking cold.
Is how crowded it can be.
Yes, it was very crowded.
But the opposite of that would mean a bigger problem. All right, look. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Kimmy and I are lifelong Rochester residents. Tommy, you're essentially a lifelong Rochester resident. It is amazing how they finally figured out what makes people around here excited to go downtown. You ready?
All right.
Keep it simple.
All right.
Rock Holiday Village is food trucks, vendors, and a bar around a small, already existing ice rink. And it crushes.
It does.
It crushes.
Because you all like to go down there and do your city jerking.
Yeah. Parcel 5 is a big open space.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lawn. Parcel 5 is a lawn.
It's
and
a lot.
It is one of the most popular places year-round in downtown Rochester.
Okay.
And it wasn't that long ago, Thomas, that folks in the greater Rochester area would want to spend a fortune in an effort to get people excited.
Yes.
Fast Ferry, soccer stadium, almost committing over $250 million to a riverfront performing arts center. The first two failed miserably. The third one would have failed had it gone through.
Yeah.
The more simple something is,
okay,
the more successful.
Just kind of leave it alone.
Is.
Let it happen.
But I mean, look, it took 40 years to figure it out.
Mm.
But the more simple stuff we do, the better it ends up.
Big hit.
Is that fair? Kimmy?
Well, yeah, and start small and let it grow. Because I guess I don't remember it the first year, but I feel like it has expanded a little bit since then.
Yeah, absolutely. They got something new every year.
We started out with one igloo.
Yeah. No, they may have. Yeah, I don't know.
That's actually a thing I think
many,
could happen.
I don't know how many igloos they bought along the way.
And like, what's great about starting small, to your point, Kimmy, if it's a failure, you're not losing anything.
Yeah.
Just don't do it again.
Right? You buy a big boat to send to Toronto back and forth, and it gets repoed, and it's Australia.
That boat was pretty goddamn cool.
Yeah, really cool. You only went for free.
Yeah, but it was a fun free ride.
You went multiple times and you never spent a dime.
I spent some money.
In fact, the show you were on was paid to go on the boat, so yes, you're a net loss.
We went on it once. We were the only people on it. I'm not kidding you, man.
I never got to go on it.
But it's because people found out you were going to be on it. That's why.
I think this really started because of the success of that little ice rink, right? And then they kind of like built it up from there because maybe they saw how many people were coming downtown just for that.
But what's funny about the rink is, Kimmy, that rink has been there for like 30 years.
Yeah, but I do feel like that grew over time, right? The popularity of it.
I mean, I would always take the kids there when they were little before just because it was like a unique spot to be. But it was never like packed with people until they brought out the Rock Holiday Village.
Well, I think too, when they started doing concerts down there.
Yeah.
They started doing those free concerts
in
the summertime.
You think so? Because those concerts have been around for 40 years.
Well, no, not in that area though. Weren't they in a different spot before?
Yeah, so like when I first came here, you had the Melody Tent and some other areas, and they started moving those free concerts there at the city parties in the park.
Yeah.
And in the beginning, it was just a free concert. And they brought in some pretty decent talent. I think that kind of put it back on the map.
So a simple idea is what you're saying.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, it took Jethro Tull, but yeah.
Oh yeah, you bring in a flautist.
Oh yeah.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Right now, the Rock Holiday Village is the number one holiday village in America, according to a poll being done by USA Today. It's the number one in New York State. It's number one nationally. They're outpacing some of the most famous holiday villages in the country, places like Bryant Park down in New York City, which is a very impressive holiday village. But it was a simple idea. A simple idea that had very little risk. And it's exploded.
Look at that.
Let's talk to Victor. Hey, Victor. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, guys. So maybe I missed a part. How long has this been going on, the whole Holiday Village thing?
What, like 5 years now? I think it started during, did it start during COVID?
I thought a little bit, I think a year before, maybe. Okay.
I went last year for the first time for a work holiday party. I'll tell you what, it was amazing. I didn't even expect it. I thought it was going to actually, they could have actually charged admission. I would have still gone, to be honest with you.
There you go. And this is Victor. He's a miserable prick every time he calls the show.
So
you are 100% right. But you know what? Tommy is right. It is freezing. I ended up spending $35 on an alpaca hat.
So he lost some money and he looks like a douchebag.
So are you going down this year?
Yeah, absolutely. We will go down again this year, but I will dress appropriately.
Your ass ain't going.
I love how you wait for him to say no, and then he gives it on his hand.
He ain't going. It's too much.
Victor, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest.
Unless he's out of mustard.
Thanks, Victor.
He's out of mustard and high-end pretzels.
I love how you run through your mouth like this. You're going to be back there this year.
I like Dundee mustard.
Shut up. Shut up.
I wonder, okay, like in comparison to the other places on this list, like, I wonder if it also helps that we're in like a colder climate, so occasionally you get that little snowfall too, which adds to the whole ambiance of the thing.
It is romantic when the snow starts falling and you're walking around and you're in an igloo because you're better than the people that don't have an igloo. But like going through this idea of like, you know, the simpler, the better.
Yeah.
They're using the same idea for the next stuff they're trying. Like, we already have a river. Let's make it a little easier to navigate the river, put some open spaces where people can hang, and boom. And now they're going to undertake a bigger project.
Ooh, boy, what are they going to do?
Well, redoing that bridge and the aqueduct and where the subway was, right? But you're going to make it look trendy, and it'll be functional at the same time.
Oh, here come all the hipsters.
But like when it comes to even the project they're planning with, what is it, Broad Street over there, you don't need bells and whistles. You don't need lights and flash. It feels like Rochester is most successful when we just have a place to hang out with our friends.
Clean it up a little bit.
Well, I mean, is that the way?
Well, what you're doing around the river.
Yeah.
You're more cleaning it up.
Well, you're rocking it is what you're doing.
Yes.
You're rocking.
It looked raggedy.
You're rocking the river away. Which, by the way, you said was a stupid idea.
It's a lot of money, though. They sunk a lot of money into that river, bro.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Okay.
Well, they haven't really done it yet.
How many times do you have to be wrong about stuff like this before?
I'll let you know.
Okay. 252-WCMF, the Rock Holiday Village, as we stand, the number one holiday village in America in a USA Today national poll. Dan is on CMF. Hey, Danny boy. How are you?
Hey, I got a quick question. I haven't been there yet, but how is the parking?
So there's
it's awesome.
No, there it's actually a pretty good scene.
It's actually not bad.
Because they have a parking garage right across the street, dude.
Right.
All right, so you said they got a lot of vendors?
Yes, they do.
Now, is Pat's mom's taco stand going to return? Oh.
Is this the ghost of my mom jokes? Is that what just happened?
Love you guys.
Bye, Dan. Can we get Dan a writer?
I was going to say, I thought he was going to go with like a Christmas theme stand, but tacos in the winter, that just doesn't make sense.
Well, I mean, in Dan's defense, there are taco trucks, just not involving my mom.
Right. Yeah. And you can eat tacos in the wintertime for sure. No, I was serious.
Okay, yeah, I agree with you.
They're
good.
Delicious. We're all even fishy tacos.
The
fish taco.
The only thing that sucks about the Rock Holiday Village.
What is that?
It is very Rochester. You're not bringing people in from Buffalo, Syracuse, and Toronto?
No, it's purely for people who live here.
Like Bryant Park in New York City, that attracts people from all over.
Yeah, but it's also a tourist town.
You see it in movies.
Exactly. Yes. But, I mean, I don't think there's anything you could build in Rochester for the holiday that would bring people in from out of town, right? Like, short of a major league sports team, a big-time college sports program, or a really unique museum. I mean, Strong has that draw because they're unique. You're bringing in people from regionally.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what we're learning here with Parcel 5 and with the Rock Holiday Village and with the Rock the Riverway Project and other things that have been and hopefully will be successful, accept the fact that we do things for us to bring people from the suburbs into the city and ignore this idea that we need to draw from Syracuse, Buffalo, Toronto, and Cleveland.
Yeah, know when you've peaked. Like you've nailed it. You don't need to keep adding things because you're not going to draw.
You didn't get anything out of this conversation.
I just did because what you're saying is you're not going to draw from other areas, so don't try to do that.
But peak is not the word you're looking for because I don't think we've peaked. I think there is more stuff you can do that is
What else? See, here you go.
No.
Now you're going to, what are you going to do?
I don't know. Look, I'm not a city planner. I'm not sure.
If Tommy was a city planner, nah, too big. Let's not even try.
All right, so what would be the next
thing? Put a manhole over there. Shut up.
The next thing would be a big-time act to bring in there that would draw more people, a music act.
But that only works for one night, right?
But that would put it on the map. Get more people to come in and check it out.
No, but see, this is what gets us in trouble is that idea. That's not what I mean. Because let's say you get, I don't know, the best Phil Collins tribute band in the world. I don't know. Give me a, you know what I'm saying. Let's say we get a major act and they play the Christmas Village, right? Maybe you get people from Toronto, Buffalo, and Syracuse coming from that one show. I don't know what they would see in the village that would make them want to come back to the village.
Well, that's the only way you're going to grow it.
What I mean is, I don't think we've peaked. I'm saying that every project from this point on, don't think about Toronto, Buffalo, Cleveland, Syracuse. Think about Pittsford, Penfield, Nunday, Henrietta.
But some of these towns have their own thing, too.
Okay.
Like, Pittsburgh's already got all their Christmas crap.
Yeah, no, you guys nail it. I love walking around with a candle.
Yeah, but, I wonder, like...
Don't do that to you. You're going to burn your hands.
If you don't live in Pittsburgh, how many people are going to Pittsburgh for that?
And you don't want people from outside of Pittsburgh to go to those things.
But I don't think Pittsburgh's coming downtown, that's my point. Like,
Where do you live?
I live in Pittsburgh.
How many times have you been to the Rock Holiday Village?
Once.
Okay. And you're going to go again this year?
I hope not.
Yeah, you probably are. So you've been, though. You're from Pittsburgh.
I got my own village to support. I have my own candles light.
Some people believe the worst part of driving after September in Rochester can be the snow.
Mm-hmm.
But the last few years, that has not been the biggest issue.
What is it?
Instead, it's these stupid animals. Because for some reason that we need to figure out here, you have one of the highest chances in Monroe County than anywhere else in New York State to destroy your car or even worse. So is it where we live?
Yeah.
Or is it how we be?
Well, I mean, the whole state's got the same problem.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Monroe County ranks second in the state of New York for animal-related crashes.
Hitting a deer.
Specifically deer.
Yeah.
This is according to AAA.
Mm.
The report, which came out in October, said that we had over 1,500 accidents just in Monroe County.
Clipping animals.
Last year, yeah. And that's actually up from the year before. We have been second in New York State every single year for the past 3 years.
Did you say 1,500?
1,500 animal accidents in Monroe County.
Pile of dead ass.
So if we break it down, 365 days a year, that's 5 animal accidents in Monroe County every single day.
Every day.
Every single day.
Damn.
Now, by the way, right now is the worst time for deer accidents.
They're all over the place.
Yep. September, October, November, your most likely times to hit a deer. Although, if you've grown up in Rochester... We're not breaking any news to you.
Right.
And this week specifically is even more dangerous.
Was it the big one?
Well, we set the clocks back over the weekend.
Yeah.
So we're now driving home in the dark for the first time in a long time.
Oh, yeah.
And that also increases your chances of blasting a deer. 252-WCMF, 252-9263, if you'd like to join us. What about Monroe County is causing these high animal accident numbers?
Maybe we drive too fast, we're too aggressive.
Yeah, because I know I work with a guy who just got two speeding tickets.
I know. Maybe he's jet-assing.
So I don't know.
You can make an argument for where we are.
Yeah.
And you can make an argument for who we are. Because if you make an argument for where we are, the greater Rochester area, even for New York, is pretty unique. You can go from downtown Rochester to the middle of nowhere in a matter of 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And there are plenty of people who live out near those middle of nowhere that take those routes on a regular basis.
Yeah, but can't you say that for Buffalo, Syracuse, Albany?
It takes a little bit longer.
Not that much.
Yeah,
I mean, they're not big areas.
Could it also be maybe some of our busier roads are through, you know, heavily wooded places where you'd run into this problem?
But are other cities in the greater Rochester area are in New York not? Like, I mean, when I drive through... No, I mean, to your point, outside of the 90... When I'm in Buffalo, you're right. There's not woods on either side of me. It's traffic everywhere.
They're all fairly similar towns.
Well, but like even in the city, though, Rochester might be unique when it comes to the city. Because we have some sprawling nature areas where deer live.
Yeah. Mm. Like if you drive through Rondacoit, there isn't a point you're driving where you're not in the middle of woods.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, even in downtown Rochester, it's nothing to see. You're in the city. Winton neighborhood, Kimmy, over where you live.
Yeah.
There's parks over there. There's deer that walk around. 19th Ward, the deer come over from Genesee Valley.
Why are they more comfortable here?
I don't know. I mean, bro, we get deer in our neighborhood coming from High Falls right behind us.
City deer.
Got to watch out for them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And outside of like a few insulated neighborhoods, there isn't really a spot in the city you can guarantee there won't be a deer running around. But you're saying that's not it. You're saying it's Rochester drivers.
It would almost have to be. You can't blame the goddamn deer.
I don't know.
We're just a stupid animal.
Like, are we not well trained? Well, maybe, but I think aren't you supposed to like go through the deer, like instead of trying
drive
to avoid
the deer?
Well,
I mean, that's so what
maybe
they say.
So would that make Rochester better drivers then, because they're doing the right thing?
We take you out.
But I'm assuming that if we've been taught to drive through the deer to not cause a chain reaction accident, everyone else has been taught the same thing, right?
Like when I get up in the morning, I don't know about you. I think you and I see a lot of deer every morning where we live.
We do.
Like I creep. Because I will see at least 2 to 5 deer every morning on French Road.
Yeah, samesies.
And sometimes I'll see them on Monroe. And I told you one day I pulled into the coffee area. There was like a small herd of them in the parking lot by Whole Foods. Just like walking.
You were all pissed about the prices.
They were going to Oak Hill.
Sorry.
No, they had a tea time at 7.
No, there are 10 deer in the ditch on East River Road when I turn on
my just hanging.
And look, every morning they look right at me. Like, oh, what's this? Every morning, you idiots. Get a watch. Put it on your hoof. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Monroe County is second in New York State for animal hit car accidents. Last year we had 1,500, which breaks down to about 5 every single day. And we're trying to figure out what about this area makes it so likely for drivers to hit deer. I mean, can you make the argument that when you grow up in a place like Rochester, there's a weird false sense of security driving the same roads over and over again, right? Like that could lead to a lack of caution. Maybe somewhere else that has more traffic would bring.
I mean, unless there's more deer settled here than other areas.
Well, why would that be?
I don't know. But that's the only thing. There's more of a deer population in like Monroe County than other counties that have cities.
Do we lead New York State in hunters with a lazy eye?
Oh.
Not able to control the deer population.
Okay. We keep missing.
No, you bring up an interesting question. Would there be more deer?
Like more suburban deer.
Suburban deer? There's
what else
also city
call?
Deer.
Maybe,
there's also city deer.
City deer, suburban deer.
They're bussing in deer from the suburbs into the city.
I thought they wanted to stop that.
Do we in Boston.
Do we have more like marshy areas near busy roads? Because if you think about like the parkway, like you drive the parkway and you see dead deer all over the place.
Do deer like marshy areas? We're so
stupid.
Well,
they want water.
Yeah.
They want a water source, like Irondequoit Bay, right?
Yeah, no, I see the deer swimming out there all the time.
Yeah, but they go down there and drink the water.
They got their bathing suits on.
Why would they need a bathing suit?
I don't know.
What are they covering up? I've already seen their ass.
You can't see. I've never seen a deer's penis. Not that I've looked, but like other animals, you can just see their genitals.
Why would you see their penis?
No, I'm saying like there are other animals. You see their genitals hanging from like a.
So one thing about deer, they're the least hung of the hooved animals.
No kidding.
Well, horse is number one.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You can see.
And it goes,
penis.
Yeah, it goes way down. Yeah, to your point, you never see it. You never see deer balls. Right.
No, I've never seen a pair.
Even
of deer
Rudolph,
balls.
You didn't see his balls.
Okay. 252 WCMF. What? Well, yeah, that was the only thing I know about him. 252 WCMF 252-9263. Monroe County. You is the second leading animal strike county in New York State. Let's talk to Tom. Hey, Tom, how are you, buddy?
What's up, buddy?
Yeah, what do you got?
All right, I blame it all on liberals. Now, hear me out. Okay.
Oh, hold on. Let's buckle up, everybody. I can't wait for this. Here we go.
Liberals raise little tulips and pansies for boys. They don't grow up to be men that like to shoot guns, to be deer hunters to thin the herd.
Mm.
It's all on liberalism. Thank you, guys.
I thought this was America.
Yeah, we had to hit him with the political alarm there. So we have too many deer because conservative people hunt.
But we have a lot of hunters.
No, not according to Tom.
Not enough hunters?
No. Mm. It's a weird argument.
It bent over backwards for that one.
Okay, well, no. Hey, look, hey, I'm not going to tell someone they're wrong, even though it's a pretty stupid argument.
Happy Election Day, everybody.
Yeah, seriously, I cannot wait to be done with all of this. How much does construction have something to do with this?
What do you mean?
Well,
like going into their habitat, and so then they're forced to move around?
Bingo. Like most towns outside of the greater Rochester area, your Henriettas, your Penfields, your Mendons, your Chilis, right on the edge, are slammed with new housing tracts. And that deer, that land, that's been wide open for deer
for years.
Somebody
did bring that up. Like, it could be the expansion of building housing and stuff like that. It's pushing the deer and other animals out of their normal spot that they had settled in.
Squeezing a little guy out.
But I would think that's also happening in places like Buffalo and Syracuse too, so I don't know.
Well, I mean, okay, so I can know, this is purely anecdotal, right? Only something I've seen. But like, I live in Henrietta, and my neighborhood where I drive out is completely transformed in the 12 years I've lived there.
Right.
It was all open land. Now it is nothing but housing tracts. And I have seen way more deer the last couple of years than I've ever seen.
All right, so they're roaming. They're moving.
It's got to be it. I mean, you push
and
someone
out. They're looking for food. They're looking for water.
And they got to go somewhere.
Yeah.
Right? So I guess why not the middle of the road, you idiots? How have they not? Look, man, I don't know much about science, but how have you not evolved to a point where when you see a speeding hunk of metal coming at you, you tell your kid to get the hell out of the way?
Because when it comes to deer intelligence, I think they peaked in the 40s.
Why is that? Why the 40s?
And I'm talking the 1840s.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
They're just a stupid animal.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Jay. Hey, Jay, what do you got, buddy?
Hey, I think it's the river. They travel east and west. They can't get across the river, so they start heading up the river. And they end up in the city.
Is that what it is?
All right.
No, I mean, I'm serious.
It's just my theory.
Okay. Do deer not swim?
I don't know.
Well, Jay, that would blow up your theory.
I've never seen one swimming.
Well, I've also not followed a deer.
No, but I've seen like bears swimming.
When have you ever in real life seen a bear swim?
They found them in the Finger Lakes a couple of times. They had them big ass deer.
Bears swim on like in those nature shows.
Yeah, but I've never seen deer in the water.
They got big paws. Deer just got little tiny hooves.
Right. Yeah, because you always see them like drinking the water. You never see them in the water.
Mm. One of my favorite classic rock songs, by the way.
What's that?
Deer in the Water.
Deer in the water.
They can't swim.
Jay, thanks for the call, buddy.
So I did Google this. It says, yes, deer are strong swimmers.
You're an idiot.
And can swim up to 15 miles per hour in the water.
Probably faster than bear.
Well, that's why you can't see them. They're so fast.
Poor Jay, because I liked this theory. It was a fun, well-thought-out theory.
Yeah.
If he simply would have Googled, do deer swim? Maybe it's hard for him to fight the current because they got the pointies, not the pawsies.
The pointies, not the pawsies.
I'm trying to bring everybody along. Like, paws on bear. You can get through, right?
Yeah.
Can you fight a current with sharp little toes?
No, you can't.
Probably not.
No.
Kimmy's going to Google that and say, actually, the sharp toes help them
swim
faster.
Okay, it cuts through the water.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. All right, now we got a whole bunch. Instagram is loaded up
with deer
people
effects.
With deer theories.
All right.
Jacob writes, a city deer are extremely stupid compared to more rural areas.
Why are they stupid?
I don't know.
Okay. That didn't make any sense.
Well, maybe the idea is...
I mean, I always say they're smarter because they find more food in the city than they do out in the woods.
Shelly's got a theory.
Oh, Shelly.
Shelly says there's less land to hunt because people are putting no trespassing sign up on acres and acres of land, not as many being harvested because nobody is allowed to hunt anymore.
But hunting's big in this area.
No, I understand, but I mean, it's
big. Who's all these gun stores selling to then?
I don't know. What.
Well, I will say, like, a lot of people I know that are big hunters...
Is that a serious question? I'm sorry. Is that a serious question right now?
Yes.
I feel like... a lot of people I know that are big hunters, like they do go far away. Like they'll go like for the weekend somewhere like in the southern tier to but hunt. I don't know how often they are hunting like up this way. I'm not sure.
But you can't hunt too close to this area because it's full of people. You'd have to go out where it's kind of sparse.
But maybe that's, I mean, to Shelly's point, if we're expanding out further, that's less place you can you're pushing go to them out. Hunt right, okay. because there's people around.
All right, so we're getting more deer just hanging now.
All right, look, the bottom line is
they know they're safe. We're got out.
Until the car hits them.
Yeah. Look, bottom line is this. For whatever reason, the deer are getting hit. Just watch out because they are everywhere right now. Be careful this morning. We're looking out for
it. It's expensive.
That too.
It is. It totally your car.
That's why I said I agree with you. Dynamite drop-in, Tommy.
That's Sebastian guy. He's
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.